During the late 1950s and early 1960s, it was difficult to turn on a TV and not come across images of cowboys riding across the small screen. At one time, there were 26 westerns airing during primetime. Bonanza, Wanted, Dead or Alive, Wagon Train, Gunsmoke, the list goes on. Add to this the hundreds of Western films that ran on late-night TV and on Saturday afternoons, and it was pretty much cowboy country from the West Coast to the East. But as much as this film genre was a means of entertainment for the masses, High Plains Western Heritage Center Executive Director Piggy Abels says the subject matter was based on a topic that was real, easily recognized, and widely respected.
There's very few people you'll meet that'll say, I don't like Westerns, because I think about everybody does, or at least they'll sit through one, you know. But I think that it's an excellent idea to have Day of the American Cowboy. And we've done an event every year in the summer to recognize Day of the American Cowboy.
This year's event honors the Great Western Cattle Trail and takes place a few weeks shy of the July 26th date set aside by Congress to honor those men and women whose lives in the American West contributed to the country's survival, as well as its history and unique culture. Sitting on the stage of the High Plains Western Heritage Center, set up with straw bales, electrically illuminated flames, and a nearby chuck wagon to recreate a cowboy campfire somewhere in the West, Peggy Abels explains just what the Great Western Cattle Trail was. She first reads from a flyer that tells the story.
The mass departure of cattle started after the Civil War when Texans returned home to find too many rogue cattle and not enough grass. As a result, they organized trail drives to move cattle from Texas into Kansas and eventually north to the nutritious short grass of the High Plains, where open-range cattle operations were established.
This area's short grass, explains Abels, was crucial to the growing post-Civil War cattle industry.
It's because our grass goes dormant earlier because of our long winter season, but it traps the nutrients. It doesn't look like as much grass because it's not as high, but it's as good a grass as you can get. Those first herds gained weight like crazy, so those cowboys went back and said, this is what you want to do to finish out your longhorns.
Peggy Abels notes that cattle herded north to the High Plains were shipped to cities on the East Coast to satisfy the high beef demand. They were also sent to Native American reservations and military posts, as well as being sold to settlers and miners.
At one time, in the early 1890s, they shipped more cattle out of Belfouche, South Dakota, than any other shipping point in the world.
Efforts to identify the general route of the Great Western Cattle Trail began in 2003, when the first concrete marker was set and dedicated at Altus, Oklahoma, just north of the Red River. Since that time, official markers have been placed from Texas to Ogallala, Nebraska, with plans to dedicate two more this weekend in Belfouche and Spearfish. The goal is to mark the entire trail north into Montana. Yet this year's National Cowboy Day celebration at the High Plains Western Heritage Center is about more than the Great Western Cattle Trail. It's about the cowboys who moved cattle along that route and the pioneers who created ranches as a result of it. Establishing a lifestyle, says Piggy Abels, that was anything but glamorous.
The fact was that ranchers were hard-working, tough people. And they weren't riding into town to get in a fight. They were riding out in the pasture to find out if the cow was ready to calve. And women were a significant part of setting up a homestead, a ranch, whatever you'd intended to do, it took two.
Anyone who didn't follow that script, says Peggy Abels, usually didn't make it. The ceaseless High Plains winds battering on uninsulated one-room houses also drove many a would-be rancher packing. Those who were able to tough it out, adds Peggy Abels, were the forefathers of those who still carry on the ranching tradition today. The introduction of modern conveniences notwithstanding, a rancher's life is still not for the faint of heart. That's why Piggy Abels makes it a point to celebrate the American cowboy every year, to remind people, especially those who live on the High Plains, who came before them. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.